안녕하세요, 여러분. Today we'll be discussing a classic Korean ballad, 이별의 그늘, or The Shadow of Separation by Yoon Sang. This song was released in 1990, and the lyrics capture the feelings of heartbreak and loss that anyone who has gone through a breakup can relate to.
With Kizik hands-free shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy-on, easy-off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
The Korean sentence 문득 돌아보면 can be translated to English as when I suddenly look back. 문득. 문득 is an adverb meaning suddenly or abruptly. 돌아보면. The verb is 돌아보다, which means to turn one's head and look back. 문득 돌아보면. 같은 자리지만, the adjective 같다, meaning same or similar, modifies a noun 자리, meaning place or location. Together, 같은 자리 means the same place. 지만, 지만 is a conjunction meaning but or however. In this context, it connects the first part of the sentence to the second part of the sentence. 난 아주 먼 길을 떠난 듯 했어. 난 아주 먼 길을. 난. 난 is a pronoun meaning I. 아주. 아주 is an adverb meaning very or extremely. It modifies the adjective 먼, meaning far or distant. So together, 아주 먼 means very far or extremely distant. 길. 길 is a noun meaning road or path. 떠난 듯, a phrase meaning felt like I left or felt like I departed. The verb is 떠나다, which means to leave or to depart. 듯, an expression used to guess that something said might be similar to the preceding state or situation. Therefore, 떠난 듯 can be translated as seems like I left or felt like I departed, indicating that the speaker has a feeling or impression that they have left or traveled a great distance, even though they are in the same place. 했어. 했어 is a verb ending indicating past tense. Overall, the paragraph describes the speaker suddenly looking back and realizing that they are in the same place as before, but they feel like they have traveled a great distance. The feeling is described using the phrase 떠난 듯, which means felt like I left. The speaker uses the words 아주 and 먼 to emphasize the sense of distance or separation they feel from their current location. 만날 순 없었지. 만날 is the future tense of the verb 만나다, meaning to meet. 순 is the abbreviation of 수는, so 순 없다 is short for 수는 없다. 없었지, to not exist or to not have, is a negative past tense form of the verb 있다. It is used to indicate the absence or lack of something. It is often translated as there is no or there are no in English. In the sentence 만날 순 없었지, the verb 없다 is used to indicate that there was no chance or opportunity to meet. So altogether, this sentence means there was no chance for us to meet. 한번 어긋난 후. 한번. 한번 means once or one time. 어긋난 is a past tense form of the verb 어긋나다, meaning to pass each other or to fail to meet each other because they go in different directions. Who means after or later. This sentence means after missing each other once. So 만날 순 없었지 한번 어긋난 후 can be translated as there was no chance for us to meet after missing each other once. 나의 기억에서만 나의 is a possessive pronoun that means my in English. It is used to indicate possession or ownership of a noun. For example, in the sentence 나의 기억, 나의 is used to indicate possession of the noun 기억, where 나의 means my and 기억 means memory. So the sentence means my memory. 에서 is a location particle that indicates where the action takes place. It is commonly translated as at or in English. 만 is a Korean particle that means only or just in English. It is used to limit or restrict the scope of an action or statement to a specific condition. So in the sentence 나의 기억에서만, the particle 만 is used to indicate that the person is living or existing only in their memory. 살아있는 먼 그대. 살아있는 is the present continuous form of the verb 살다, meaning to live or to be alive. 있는 is a present tense conjugation of 있다, to exist or to be. 먼 means far or distant. 그대 is a Korean pronoun that means you. It is a polite and formal way to refer to someone and is often used in literature, poetry, and songs. So altogether, this sentence means you who exist in a distant place. So altogether, the entire sentence can be translated as there was no chance for us to meet after missing each other once. You only exist in my memories, living far away. This paragraph conveys a sense of longing and distance between two people who were unable to meet. Despite this, the speaker still holds onto the memories of the other person who exists only in their thoughts and remains physically distant. 난 끝내 익숙해지겠지. 난, a first-person pronoun meaning I or me. 끝내, 끝내 is an adverb meaning ultimately or to the end. 익숙해지겠지. Let's diagram this phrase. 익숙해지겠지. 익숙하다, an adjective meaning familiar or accustomed. Drop the 다 and add a verb suffix 어지다, which means to become. Then you have 익숙하어지다, which can be shortened to 익숙해지다. 익숙해지다. Drop the 다 and add an auxiliary verb 겠지, indicating conjecture or probability, similar to will or probably in English. 익숙해지겠지. 겠지 is a combination of two parts, 겟 and 지. 겟, pre-final ending, which is inserted between stem and final ending, and it expresses future event, assumption, or the speaker's will. 지, which functions as a declarative ending that implies certainty or confidence. The combination 겠지 can be translated as I'm sure that I will, or I intend to in English. Therefore, 난 끝내 익숙해지겠지 can be translated as I'm sure that I will eventually become accustomed to it. In this sentence, the speaker is expressing their belief that they will eventually become accustomed to something. The use of 끝내 emphasizes that the speaker believes this will ultimately happen, and the use of 겠지 indicates a high level of confidence in this belief. Okay, next sentence.
그저 쉽게 잊고 사는 걸 또 함께 나눈 모든 것도 그만큼의 허전함일 뿐.
Just easily forget it and live on. All the things we share together are just an equal amount of emptiness.
덧없이 흘러가는 시간 속에서 어떤 만남을 준비할까?
In the fleeting flow of time, what kind of encounter should I prepare for? Okay, next sentence.
하지만 기억해줘. 지난 얘기와 이별 후에 비로소 눈뜬 나의 사랑을.
But please remember the stories of the past. Only after the farewell did I finally realize my love. Overall, the lyrics express the speaker's longing for a lost love whom they can only remember in their thoughts and dreams. The song is filled with melancholy and a sense of resignation as the speaker tries to come to terms with the fact that they can never be together again. The timeless combination of its beautiful melody and heartfelt lyrics has made this song a beloved classic in Korean music. I hope you enjoy this song.